This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. For the fifth time since 2013, the Cavs are looking for a new head coach. After parting ways with Larry Drew last week, what is Dan Gilbert looking for in a new coach? Our sports commentator Terry Pluto joins us. Terry, it's like there's been a revolving door in the position almost, and that doesn't matter if you're losing or winning. Let's start with that.
Well, first of all, Andrew, one of the things is right before we, in our prep for this, it took us a good 5 minutes to figure out how many coaches over how many years.
Yeah.
Which is never a good thing. But you look at the Cavs, yes, they've had coaches that have won and been fired and lost have been fired, and they are looking for another one.
So slip inside his mind.
Yes.
Previous head coaching experience, not required.
For the most part, at least in the NBA. His very first one he hired, I remember, was Mike Brown. And this gives an insight into Gilbert's mind. So, first of all, Gilbert, this is in, comes out and introduces Mike Brown. And Gilbert's holding a clock at the press conference. And, Dan, what is with the clock? Well, Mike Brown is on the clock. Now, this is like, he thought this was funny, but of course, we're in Cleveland. We're used to all the coaches getting fired in all the different sports.
Exactly.
Brown had been an assistant with a couple different teams. So afterwards, it was just Dan and I were talking, and I said, does it bother you that Mike Brown's never been a head coach before? He really has. I said, in fact, he has no head coaching experience at any level, period. He goes, well, experience doing what? I said, what do you mean? He goes, experience what, being mediocre? Experience is trying to save your job and not building anything. And he went on basically saying experience is neutral. Experience is good or experience is bad. And I think I've heard he kind of runs a lot of his businesses that way. Dan Gilbert is the only guy to hire a coach straight from Europe, David Blatt, who had never not only like coached in America, he never had coached a 48-minute game. Until he came here.
But he came in, and LeBron came back, and they went to the finals that first year. And then
in the middle of the next year, they have the winningest record in the NBA. And they fire him anyway because they felt that he wasn't going to get a title. And then he is replaced by Tyronn Lue. What is all this saying? This is saying, one, that if you think you could predict what Dan Gilbert is going to do— then
you might as well buy a lottery ticket.
Right, you really were. Your odds are better. Secondly, some of these have worked out and some haven't. Now, Dan would counter with, okay, fine. You could argue this, but my David Blatt / Tyronn Lue combination went to 4 NBA finals and 1 title. How bad could it have been?
Do you have any hunches whatsoever who might be in this pool? I'm not asking you to pick the next coach.
Well, some of these guys, there's a guy, Nate Tibbetts, has been an assistant here with the Cavs before. He's with Portland. Another name is Jamal Mosley. He was an assistant here, now later on assistant for some other teams. Again, they're these, quote, hot young coaches, you know, maybe like the next Tyronn Lue or whatever that is. I know they like this guy, Monty Williams, who had been a head coach with New Orleans before and probably would still be a head coach. His wife died in a car accident. And he ended up having to take care of his kids. He actually left the NBA briefly and then came back as an assistant. This was several years ago. The last time they had a wide-open search like this was 2014. David Griffin was the general manager, and Griffin's a pretty good friend of mine. And so what he did, he said, first had they called the veteran coach. So that was a guy who had been a head coach before. That was a guy named Alvin Gentry. So Griffin brought him in. Then he said, a young, hot assistant. That was Tyronn Lue. He brought him in. This is your final three. Then, as he says, Dan calls him the out-of-the-box guy. Or it could be this time the out-of-the-box woman, Becky Hammond, from the San Antonio Spurs. They may end up talking to her. So the out-of-the-box guy in 2014 was David Blatt, and it wouldn't shock me if it's Hammond this time.
Any chance Terry Pluto could be the next coach?
I mean, I should go in there. I could be like the bald sports writer, old, who's never been a head coach before candidate. I would love to go on one of these interviews and to be treated not like they, because I'd be very curious what they would ask. Because I bet when you interview with Dan, there'd be some really interesting things. He might ask you how to like sell mortgages. It could be anything. Because he looks at, again, and I think this is part of what does make him successful. And I want to stress this. I'm not, you know, totally negative to this approach of giving people that you feel good about shots to do something he hadn't done before. because all of us at some point have reached any level. Somebody will say, I think that's the guy, or I think that's that woman right there. We've never had a woman in that job before, and she hasn't done that job before, but you know, based on what she's done there and her personality, I think she could be the one. And all of a sudden, it works out.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome, Andrew.